This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness this week, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and I have with us tonight Dr. Norm Shealy. We're going to talk about anti-aging properties and magnesium and some other things to help us have a longer, healthier life. How are you, Dr. Shealy?
I'm fabulous, thank you. How are you, Eva?
I'm fabulous as well. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Hey, you're most welcome.
So what are we going to talk about tonight, Norm?
Well, I have been working for over 10 years on the whole concept of what I prefer to call healthy aging. But the number one thing, if you look at anything related to aging, is, quote, anti-aging. And there are 24.1 million listings on Google. And, you know, it's interesting to me that people seem to have what I would call a battle against aging instead of looking at it as an opportunity to age healthily and youthfully and positively. But the important thing is there are lots of things that people can do.
Well, you know, recently I contacted you about some things, and it's a lot of it, I think, is the physicians don't know what they don't know. You know, I had high blood pressure. I'm not even 50 yet. My doctor said, oh, Eva, you're just getting old.
Oh, I find that absolutely obnoxious.
And you,
in fact, I think somebody ought to sue the AARP for having people join at age 50.
You gave me a few simple things to do, and my blood pressure dropped 70 points in 3 weeks.
Well, that's the way it should be. And that, in my opinion, is actually the approach to about 85% of illnesses. Simple, non-drug.
So what do we start with?
Well, I think there are four basic principles. Think happy. Be active. Eat real food. And have common sense, healthy habits. Those are the absolute basics. Then you can add certain things depending upon your own personality and your intuition, really. But at the top of my list would be, for everyone, magnesium lotion. Magnesium lotion is absorbed through the skin far better than magnesium is in any form through the mouth. And it helps rejuvenate the most essential hormone that is related to, well, health in general and longevity, and that is DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone.
Now, I have a question there. I talked to several of my friends about that DHEA a while ago when I had some hormone testing, and they said, oh, excuse me, particularly men, would say, oh, but that's going to make estrogen in the bodies of the women. So is that true?
No. Actually, there are four different things one can do to enhance DHEA. DHEA is actually considered by some, quote, the mother hormone. It is, there's more of it in a 25-year-old than any other hormone in the body, far more. And then you begin to lose it by age 30, and by age 80, most people are down to, well, less than 10% of what they had at age 25. A healthy level of DHEA is associated throughout life, no matter how long you live, with health. And, of course, the longer you keep it at a healthy level, the longer you live healthily.
All right, let me ask you this then. If you had testing done that gave you a DHE level, is that one test going to be accurate for everybody, no matter what age? Let's say, I don't know, what are the numbers?
Well, most labs give a range, and you want free DHEA, by the way, not the DHEA sulfate, because there's good evidence that it may not be as easily available when you need it. So the free DHEA at reputable labs, of which there are only a few, ranges from 130 nanograms per deciliter to 980 in women, and from 180 to 1,200 in men. Now, what we found is that every single person that I've seen out of thousands who has any kind of illness is in the lower 50% of that range or below that range, half of them being in the lower 50%, half of them being truly deficient. I have not seen a patient who has a major illness who has a healthy level of DHEA, which would be in the upper 50% of those ranges.
So what kind of dosage would you take? And is there a specific form that you take or just
want to take it.
What do you do? Or you build it with magnesium.
Well, that's one. There are four ways of building your DHEA naturally. One of them is magnesium lotion. The other is something we call youth formula. It actually helps rejuvenate your body's ability to make DHEA. It's a combination of vitamin C and methylsulfonylmethane with a couple of little things that help spark it to keep up, like molybdenum and beta-1-3-glucan. It's safe. Eugesterone, which is a form of natural progesterone, again, it is safe. It, in fact, is the only hormone we know which doesn't suppress the body's ability to make its own when you take it. It not only raises your progesterone level, but it helps you make DHEA, among other things. And then finally, there's an electrical circuit in the body, which I call the ring of fire. And you can stimulate that, and it raises DHEA. If you do all four of these, the average increase is 250% over what you start with.
That's amazing. Tell us about the ring of fire. What is that?
Well, it's
autonomic or?
Well, it's part of acupuncture, even though this particular circuit is not in traditional, conventional acupuncture. It's one I discovered. But it helps to balance the energy of the entire hormonal system. Pituitary, thyroid, pancreas, ovary, uterus, testicles, and adrenal glands. And it's 12 specific points to go from essentially the ankles all the way up to the very top center of the head.
And how do you have a book or something where somebody can read about this?
Yes, it's in my book, Life Beyond 100, Secrets of the Fountain.
And is it something they can do at home?
Well, if they really focus their attention, they can tap, massage these points and visualize. And of course, I've made a CD of a guided imagery to use while you're tapping and mapping the points.
Okay. So let's talk about magnesium for just a minute, because that's radically changed my life, Norm, in more than one way, the way you told me to do it, the transdermal. I'd already been taking CalMag and things like that, but nothing happened. I did what you said with this transdermal lotion, which is magnesium chloride, right?
That's right, 25% magnesium chloride. And we tested this many different ways. And, of course, for 20-plus years, I've used magnesium. I used to give all of my patients 10 IVs. That will bring up the cell level very quickly. But, interestingly, that doesn't raise DHEA. Maybe it's a slower process. With the magnesium lotion, it takes 4 to 6 weeks to do its job. But oral can take forever because you don't absorb magnesium well. It competes with fat and calcium in the intestines.
That's another question. When you do this transdermal lotion, I'd always heard that you have to do CalMag, like 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 or something like that. Do you have to supplement the calcium the same way when you do the transdermal lotion?
Well, you don't have to. In fact, of course, if you take one of my other most favorite products for health and immune function, etc., like large doses of vitamin D3, if you take it every day, you don't need any calcium.
Really?
You'll get the calcium out of your food, and it's not allowed to sort of be lost. It keeps it in the body. So,
what form of B3 do you recommend? I've been taking niacin, and I love it. I found that it helps my allergies, but it accumulates water in my ankles.
Well, D3 is actually just D form. It comes in a tiny, tiny little capsule. And you get 50,000 units in one little capsule. And I recommend a minimum of one of those a week for all adults.
Now, what was that? Tell me again.
Vitamin D3.
B3, okay.
D is in David.
Oh, D, okay.
D3 in David. And 50,000 units, and you take, well, I take one every day. But if you do that, you must not take any calcium supplements because it could raise your calcium levels too high.
Okay.
But there's not a single thing that I know that improves immune function as well as vitamin D3. And the minimum, therefore, for an adult should be 50,000 at least once a week.
And
if you do it once a week, you can still take calcium.
That's not the regular vitamin D that you go to the drugstore and buy.
Most
right?
of them do not carry it as D3, and most of them don't carry the 50,000 units.
Okay. What about something else you turned me on to? Was it polyphenols? Is that what it was?
Polycosanol.
Yeah, polycosanol. Tell me about that.
Well, polycosanol is actually essentially an extract from sugarcane that lowers cholesterol. But there's also polyfugia, which is, I think, the one you're taking because it has in it a timed-release L-arginine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the L-arginine that is largely responsible for lowering blood pressure.
And does it do something for the vessels as well?
Oh, yeah. It allows the blood vessels to relax and dilate instead of being constricted. You see, in hypertension, the blood vessels are squeezed tight. That's why you have high blood pressure. And the L-arginine relaxes those blood vessels, and it helps produce nitric oxide, which also helps those blood vessels dilate.
What about if, herpes simplex, if you get cold sores with that? How do you use the...
Well, L-arginine is perfectly safe with those. Now, of course, if you take my vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
or not mine, but the large dose of vitamin D, that's going to improve your immune system within about 2 months, so I think you would find a marked reduction
okay.
in the frequency of herpes simplex.
Okay. Because I thought that L-arginine would make it come out. Does it not do
that? It's true for some people, but again, I would take the vitamin D3 to prevent that.
Okay. All right. What about, what is the connection between this belly fat that we're getting and sugar levels and heart disease?
Ah, well, the more you get of the belly fat, the worse off your heart and your pancreas function. It's the beginning of really pre-diabetes, which, of course, is soon going to be an epidemic if we continue the obesity problem in this country. And it's really largely because of our crummy diet and our relative physical inactivity. And, of course, for many people, a deficiency in some of the essential nutrients like chromium and vanadium.
So how do you take one chromium or two? Where do you start out if you've got that problem of belly fat and fluctuating blood sugar levels?
Well, I take, personally, because I have an extremely high family history of diabetes, I take 1 milligram or 1,000 micrograms mm-hmm. of one called TRI chromium. I like it because it's a mixture of several of the best functional chromium supplements. And they're tiny little capsules, so I take 2 every morning.
And
now, for people who really have the problem, I'd also recommend 7.5 to 10 milligrams of vanadium sulfate.
Okay.
Because both of those are critical in helping the pancreas to make insulin.
Is that connected any with food allergies that suddenly make themselves blatantly known in middle age?
Well, I think almost all illnesses have some component of allergy to them. The most common, of course, is gluten or bread
mm-hmm.
one person in three is allergic to or has high sensitivity to gluten. And it can cause every known illness, certainly including obesity and increased belly fat and of course sugar sensitivity. Now there are some herbs that one could take that are also good if people are already beginning to have fluctuating blood sugar. My favorite, I guess, would be Gymnema sylvestre. Gymnema sylvestre.
What does that do? Never heard of it.
Well, it helps regulate blood sugar.
Okay.
Keeps it from, you know, going up. And early type 2 diabetics can often really regulate themselves very strikingly by using that. And there's another one called Gugulipid, G-U-G-U-L-I-P-I-D. It also helps, but I prefer first I would try the chromium, vanadium, and if necessary, the Gymnema.
Do you have these products already put together so somebody can buy them easily? Because I don't think the kind at the drugstore work like that.
Well, everything that I like and recommend is available at Self Health Systems, our mail order business.
What's the address, the website?
All one word, selfhealthsystems.com. And there's an 800 number, 888-242-6105.
Go ahead.
Well, I'd also recommend that everyone listening sign up for my free email newsletter that comes out every week, because that's at Norm Shealy, NormShaly.com, because each week I put out a message that's usually one page, occasionally two, that I think is critical, and of course they're the archives for 3.5 years that are stored there, and I have a section called Optimal Recommendations, where many of the things we're talking about will be, outlined for people to read.
Do you think that allergies are indicative of heart disease, since there's so many mast cells in the heart?
Well, I think, as I said, I think almost all diseases have some autoimmune component. For instance, we know that atherosclerosis is partly an autoimmune disease in which the body starts actually attacking the lining of the arteries, and then the cholesterol gets deposited there and scarring and calcium. And so, yes, it is partly an autoimmune disease. It also is very highly related to an organism called H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori, a little bug that was discovered some decades ago that is very common in people and can cause peptic ulcers, but also can cause a high sensitivity and especially predispose people to atherosclerosis.
And how do you get, colloidal silver or something kill that?
Colloidal silver
frequency
can certainly do it. Something else that does it is plain old Pepto-Bismol.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, prior to Pepto-Bismol, there was milk of bismuth. And this was commonly recommended by Edgar Cayce. It's no longer available, but Pepto-Bismol, the only problem with Pepto-Bismol is it does have salicylates in it. And some people with salicylates don't tolerate it well or get ringing in the ears and stuff. But it is an antidote for H. pylori.
I didn't trust anything that come from a laboratory, so I'm glad you told me that. So, do a lot of people that are in their 30s, they don't pay a lot of attention to preventive health care because they don't have any known symptoms yet. Is there advice you can give to people to things to look for?
Well, I think the single most important thing is how well you sleep and how much energy you have throughout the day. And most people, as I mentioned earlier, actually start losing their ability to keep their DHEA healthy because of more stress than they're dealing with. That's the basic problem, is that when you are stressed, among other things, it raises your blood level of cortisone. And DHEA ordinarily will bring that back down. But if you are stressed beyond your adrenal gland's ability to do that, you begin to lose DHEA, so that as early as age 30, most people have already lost 10%.
Interesting.
And so by doing stress reduction every day, and sleeping well, and eating well, and exercising well, you can certainly slow down that process quite significantly. And one of our students did her doctoral dissertation looking at healthy 90 to 100 plus year old people, and they have maintained healthy levels of DHEA.
What happens to the people who take, what is the difference between the kind of DHEA that your body makes from the magnesium lotion than taking a DHE supplement?
Well, the main difference is it doesn't give you the normal dance between cortisone and DHEA. And 39% of women who are killed in automobile accidents have microscopic evidence of breast cancer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But only 11%, sometimes 9 to 11, depending on who you read, percent of women will ever develop breast cancer. In men, it's related to age. By age 50, 50% of men have microscopic evidence of prostate cancer.
Uh-huh.
By age 100, they have 100% chance of having it, but only 13% of men who live to 100 will develop prostate cancer. So there's still some internal balance taking place. But if you take DHEA, it overrides the normal dance between cortisol and DHEA. And it could actually cause one of those endocrine-related cancers to flare up. On the other hand, if you can get your body to make adequate amounts of DHEA, you'll never develop cancer.
That's very interesting.
I don't know of any cancer that's ever been reported active cancer in a person with a healthy level, which is that upper 50% that we're talking about.
That's interesting. So what about glyconutrients? Is that what did you say it was?
Polycosanol.
Is that a glyconutrient?
Not quite the same. You know, the category that's called fructans, F-R-U-C-T-A-N-S,
mm-hmm.
That's the category that seems to be best in, it's the food for the healthy bacteria in your intestine.
So is that related at all to any kind of probiotics?
Oh, yeah. This is prebiotics. Prebiotics are actually the food that helps the probiotic bacteria thrive.
Okay. So that I understand here, what is it that you take for the prebiotic?
Fructan. F-R-U-C-T-A-N.
Okay, and where do you buy that? I've never heard of it.
You can find it at health food stores. In fact, I'm going to do one of my newsletters sometime soon on fructans.
Okay.
Because I really do think they're an overlooked thing.
What about enzymes, Norm? Are you big on enzymes?
Well, many people really need enzymes. In fact, there's some evidence that even people, or maybe especially people who have GERD, may be deficient in the enzyme. There's a product on the market called betaine, B-E-T-T-E-N-A-I-D. And it actually is just a wide variety of enzymes that, in some people, helps them control GERD adequately.
What's GERD?
Oh, gastroesophageal reflux disease, disorder.
Okay.
It's bad heartburn.
Okay.
And there are other things that can help that, but for some people, digestive enzyme. Now, the one I like best is called Vascuzyme, V-A-S-C-U-Z-Y-M-E. It's, again, a wide variety of the enzymes. It's a very good product.
What kind of enzymes are in it?
Well, it has all of the pancreatic enzymes, which are, of course, the ones that the body itself makes for fat and protein and carbohydrate, but then also it has bromelain, et cetera.
Okay. What about people who have neuralgias and myalgias?
Well, now that's a different category. If it's truly a neuralgia, it can lead to a neuropathy, which means damage to the peripheral nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common cause of that is diabetes or pre-diabetes. I've seen scores of people who've been told they don't have diabetes because all they've done is a regular old blood test, you know, fasting blood. Well, either you have to do a glucose tolerance test, or my favorite is just stock up on a big meal and get a blood sugar 2 hours later. And if your blood sugar is really above 120 or 30, you've got problems with your pancreas producing enough insulin. And it is a very common cause of true neuralgia.
And so what do you do for that?
Well, we're back to exercise, eating right, and relaxing properly, and of course taking chromium and vanadium.
Okay. I have a friend, he's probably 65, but he looks 90. He's on probably 40 medications. You know, for his heart disease and his diabetes, and he has horrible restless leg syndrome.
Well, he's deficient in magnesium and probably taurine, the amino acid taurine. Taurine is actually, should be, the most common amino acid in the human body. But I've found, for instance, that 86% of depressed people have blood levels that are well below normal. In taurine. And taurine is a mild sedative to the entire nervous system.
Interesting. But he has to get back. I got him to soak himself with that magnesium lotion one time. That didn't do it enough. So what he has to do is he's probably completely depleted and he just needs to do that every day for a few months, right?
Exactly. It takes, you know, most people 4 to 6 weeks, but a really bad situation might take 3 months. Now, the other thing for restless legs is a bar of regular soap under the bottom sheet. This has been widely reported. Many, many cases of people who have reported controlling their restless legs at night with a bar of soap under the bottom sheet.
Where do you put it?
Oh, an inch or two below your feet.
Really?
Don't ask, don't tell. I do not understand it totally. But, of course, regular soap has both magnesium and calcium in it.
Well, what is regular soap, first of all, like Zest?
Well, most soaps today are, quote, detergents. So they're not really soap in the traditional sense of the word. Lye soap, of course, is the best traditional soap. And other than that, I suppose Ivory would come closer to being what I call real soap.
Okay. I've never heard of that. What do you imagine that it could do?
Well, as I said, it maybe it has some energetic property, or maybe it somehow is the body, you know, somehow soaking up that magnesium calcium energy.
Interesting.
But they last for months and months and months, so it's hard to believe that it's just absorbed.
Yeah, it really is.
But that's been reported on the People's Pharmacy and many other places, and I've had many, you know, I have radio show also, and I've had many of my callers talk about it.
So somebody like this man who has congestive heart failure, diabetes, all these millions of problems, but they're seeing a conventional doctor.
Well, it's hopeless.
Could they stop doing that and go to some kind of natural doctor and actually get better, or is it too far gone?
Oh, I don't think it's ever too far gone as long as you're alive. But you really need someone who's truly holistically oriented. Now, you know, there are members of the American Holistic Medical Association. There are some nurse practitioners, and there's the American Holistic Nurses Association, where you'll find more of those nurses who are inclined this way.
Because I think they're killing this man.
Oh, I do.
And it's not just him, you know. But I see him dying before my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
All these medicines.
You know, when people get into polypharmacy, it's serious problem.
What's polypharmacy?
It's more drugs than any human being should take. You know, my mother-in-law was almost killed by an Atlanta physician.
Really?
I will not mention. He was giving her drugs that were not safe for someone over 90, or over 80 even. And so I wrote him a letter, and I said, you know, this is not recommended to people her age. His stupid nurse calls me and told me to take her off it. And I sent her a fax. I said, you tell him to take you off it. He's the one who started it. My mother was thrown in congestive heart failure by a stupid doctor in South Carolina who recommended just Sudafed for a cough over the phone without seeing her. Threw her into congestive heart failure in her 80s. And
I don't even want to get started on it because I'll get angry.
Well, I get frustrated, and I guess that's a version thereof.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most doctors are pimps for the pharmacomafia today.
I do too, Norm.
And it's sad. So they've got to take care of that. One of the reasons I do my radio show is one of the reasons that I write my free email newsletter every week. I think people have to take personal responsibility and use their own intellect to make decisions.
So let's talk a minute about, you know so much, and I promise I'm going to give you a little bit of time to talk about whatever you want to talk about, I promise.
Well, it's all this something I want to talk about.
But profound depression, it's rampant today.
Well, 40%,
in our children, in our grown-ups, what can we do?
Well, that's actually my true subspecialty. I have treated 30,260 people with chronic depression that has failed conventional drugs. And the basic treatment is the use of a totally safe little electrical stimulator that's so safe you could wear it while you're driving your car, called a LISS, L-I-S-S, cranial electrical stimulator.
Mm-hmm.
Puts out 1 to 2 milliamps of current, 50,000 cycles per second. That alone will bring 50% of people out of depression if you do nothing else.
Is that similar to, like, Bob Beck's Blood Zapper?
No, it's a different frequency.
Okay.
But it will bring 50% out of people out of depression. Now, all depressed people have some degree of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
If they put the RelaxMate, the flashing light glasses that I created, we'll get 84% of them out of depression within 2 weeks.
What about suicidal kind of depression? Is that the same kind of thing?
Well, they probably need close management, and certainly I would use that with them. But they need some proper counseling and behavioral modification and some supplements. You know,
like magnesium?
Well, magnesium lotion is top of the list, of course. And I might even give those people intravenous magnesium for a couple of weeks to help break the cycle. But a good B complex, and they may need tryptophan. You know, before the government banned tryptophan back just before Prozac came on the market, the treatment of choice was tryptophan. And they finally have allowed it back on the market, but most people don't know about it. And it's very safe.
How do you take it?
Well, it's little capsules. It comes about 500 milligram size. And,
uh-huh.
And I used to give the bad depressions up to 20 of those every day.
Really?
But, of course, now that it's been, suppressed and then re-regulated, et cetera, it's gotten more expensive. So I rarely would use more than 4 grams today, but I would also give a little lithium orotate. I think everybody ought to take lithium orotate.
Can you get that at a health food store?
Some health food stores carry it. Again, our self-help systems, mail order business will carry anything that I like.
Okay. And do you have to have cofactors with these things?
Well, the lithium is a cofactor to work with the tryptophan.
Okay.
As is B-complex.
Okay. What do you think about things like megadoses of B3?
Well, there's no question that large doses of niacin amide, one of the forms of niacin, can be helpful for some people with depression as well as some people with psychoses. On the other hand, you have to be somewhat careful about it because it can, in those large doses, like 3,000, 4,000 milligrams a day, create some liver problems.
Okay.
So it's not something I push easily because of the liver problem. On the other hand, I'm not opposed to trying as long as you monitor the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll recover if you, take care.
Yeah. What about chelation? What do you recommend for cleaning out your arteries?
Ah, that's a good one. The number one thing I recommend is daily saunas at least 5 days a week. There's no question that saunas help you sweat the stuff out. Heck, for the cost of going through 20 chelations, you can buy yourself an infrared sauna. And you've got it for life. In addition, D3 helps clean out the arteries.
I didn't know that either.
And the polyfuchsia, because of a large dose, a somewhat larger dose of the time-release L-arginine will help clean out the arteries.
Okay. What role does L-carnitine play?
Well, L-carnitine does help lower cholesterol somewhat. It's a good support system for the heart muscle itself.
And CoQ10, what about that?
Oh, well, now, of all the supplements other than magnesium lotion, CoQ10 would be the very top of my list.
Does it help diabetes, too?
Oh, sure. It is the Rolls Royce of antioxidants.
And how much should someone take?
Well,
let's say they have heart disease, and they're wanting to try to do it naturally and get better rather than going all those.
Well, I'd probably give them 600 milligrams a day.
Okay.
You know, it's so totally safe. I take 600 milligrams a day as a prophylactic. You know, it also helps prevent cancer, especially prostate cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful. It's near the top of my list of supplements.
What about N-acetylcysteine?
Well,
for, say, lung disorders.
Yes.
Lung cancer, bronchial cancers, or bronchitis, and things like that. Or just generally, what do you know about that?
It would be on my list, but the top of my list would be a good multivitamin mineral, and then vitamin D3, 50,000 units a day. You know, over 17 cancers are prevented by taking adequate vitamin D3. Now, ideally, you would take a little bit, just 100 micrograms of vitamin K2 also, because it's a cofactor with the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, vitamin C. And there, I like about 5 grams a day.
What form?
Well, my youth formula, 4 capsules has 2 grams of C and 1,000 or 1 gram of MSM, and that seems to be quite synergistic also. And so, I take 8 a day of the youth formula, plus I get another gram out of my multivitamin.
What form of vitamin C, if someone's just going to take C, what form do you recommend?
I take just plain old ascorbic acid. I'm not that impressed with the ester Cs and all that stuff. You know,
okay.
If your gut doesn't tolerate it, go for it. But otherwise, ascorbic, you know, St. Georgie, who discovered vitamin C, took 10 grams a day and lived into his 90s. And, of course, we know that great Nobel Prize winner took 25 grams a day.
Mm-hmm. What about our children who have attention deficit disorder?
Oh.
What's that other one?
ADHD and autism.
Yeah, better. Autism.
Well, of course, at the top of my list there is lithium orotate. Depending upon the age of the child, 5 milligrams for age 5, 10 milligrams for age 10, 15 milligrams for age 15 and above. That alone can do wonders with a good B-complex. The RelaxMate is also tremendously useful in helping to reorganize and balance the brain of these children.
Is that machine you were talking about?
That's the one, the flashing light glasses, yeah.
How much is that thing?
It's $150.
Oh, that's reasonable. And they can get that through your site?
Yes. Now,
okay.
Obviously, I think these children do very well if they also get some omega-3 fatty acids. 1 to 3 grams a day is quite adequate. And no junk. I mean, the monosodium glutamate, MSG, is a poison to the brain. And by the way, Campbell soup is not healthy. And all the other soups in the grocery store are not healthy. They're loaded with MSG, as are most packaged foods.
Mm-hmm.
It entices B people to like the taste and come back and get addicted, but it's damaging to the brain.
Why do you think we're having this? We're having all these. We didn't have them when I was growing up.
Are we deficient in our foods? Junk. Mm-hmm. You know, Price and Pottinger, the great, great researchers back in the 40s, demonstrated in cats who were fed poor diets, by the fourth generation, they had a marked increase in the number of congenital abnormalities. So here we are into at least our third or fourth generation of junk food.
Mm-hmm.
80% of all the food consumed in this country is pure, unadulterated garbage junk. That is 45% of so-called fast foods. Every one of them is junk. They are loaded, if nothing else, with monosodium glutamate. In the stores, 60% of the food sold is junk. So 80% of all the food sold is junk. You have to go out of your way to avoid it.
What about estrogen, estrogenic foods
and products? Well, of course, we know that the incidence of tetroestrogens particularly has just become unbelievably popular.
Now, why don't you say what that is for people who don't know?
Well, this is pesticides and herbicides and detergents, dish detergents.
And our lotion. I talked to someone, somebody called me today, and she's using, you know, Johnson's baby lotion or whatever on her babies. And aren't those kinds of makeups, lotion, soaps,
yep,
full of estrogenic?
You bet. And of course, we have a tremendous disease in animals and fish and alligators and frogs from dumping all this stuff in the water. And it's causing genital malformations, all kinds of other malformations, and it's affecting people. We really need to just absolutely boycott junk food. I mean, McDonald's and all of its clones need to go out of business yesterday.
I agree.
And all the pack, I say in a store, if there's more than one ingredient, don't buy it. Because the chances are it's junk. Now, there are exceptions. Like Smucker's peanut butter, old-fashioned kind. It's got peanuts and salt. That's okay.
Speaking of salt, can you talk about that for a few minutes?
Of fats?
No, salt.
Oh, salt! I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm hearing. I don't think salt is a big problem for most people unless they're eating...
Table salt.
Well, unless they're eating junk salt. Now, I do not like regular Morton's and other table salt, because they're loaded with, guess what? Another brain toxin, aluminum.
Wow, I didn't realize that. I don't use it, but I didn't know they had
it
in it.
Well, I buy a plain old sea salt, and that's what we use. We don't use a lot of it. We probably use 2 pounds a year for us and our guests.
Mm-hmm.
You need a little salt. It's only when you get up to about 7 or 10 grams a day that it causes problems.
If you're using that, which I do, I use that kind of salt myself, but are you getting that? Do we get the iodine we need?
Ah, well, that is a... I'm glad you brought up that problem. You know that the average American intake is 150 micrograms of iodine. The Japanese eat 13.8 milligrams a day, 90 times as much. Now, in Japan, the incidence of prostate cancer is 1/12 what it is in this country. The incidence of breast cancer is less than 1/3 what it is in this country. That seems to be largely due to the iodine, which they get out of seaweed mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat an awful lot of seaweed. I personally take iodorol. It's a 12.5 milligram tablet of iodine.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on it for years because I found that, well, my only symptom, and you can have any symptom in the world from low iodine and low thyroid, my only symptom was I hated cold with a passion. Just hated it. And when I learned that my temperature was 97 degrees, I started taking iodine. Within a month, my temperature was not up to 98.6, and I don't mind cold anymore.
What about, I'm the opposite. I am hot all of my life. I mean, mega hot.
Well, there are people like that, you know, and that, I don't think iodine is going to make you hotter.
Well, it make me, I want to be cooler.
Well, I don't, you've got to regulate your hypothalamus to do that.
How do you do that?
Well, for someone like you, who obviously had other problems with the hypothalamus, if you will, like high blood pressure, if I'm going to recommend one thing, it would be autogenic training.
What?
Autogenic training. J.H. Schultz was a German psychiatrist who introduced this in 1969. There were six volumes on autogenic training with 2,600 scientific articles. It's a very simple self-hypnosis type of thing. You slowly repeat over and over, or build up to 20 minutes a day, preferably. My arms and legs are heavy and warm. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My breathing is free and easy. My abdomen is warm. My forehead is cool. My mind is quiet.
Oh, dear. Do you hear that?
I hear a buzz.
Oh, my. That looks really bad. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I made a CD of that called Basic Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. It's about 18 minutes long. People who will do that can lower their blood pressure, reduce their stress, rebalance the entire homeostatic mechanism, including the hypothalamus.
So you don't think that I'm missing some mineral or something that's always made me hot?
Well, it's possible. I think it's possible, especially if I remember correctly. May I mention one little habit you've had?
Which one?
Smoking.
Oh, Nora. You know,
missing.
I do it mostly when I channel.
I understand. Well, why don't you learn to do it through self-regulation? It can be done.
Thank you, Norm.
Autogenic training. Autogenic training.
Susan was fussing at me about that tonight.
Well, there you're getting cadmium, which is a terrible poison.
That's right.
Among other things.
Let's see, there was something else I wanted to ask you about before I just gave you free rein to take off. I can't remember what it was. So it'll come back, but why don't you talk about whatever you want to talk about now for a while instead of me picking your brain?
Well, basically, I am interested in living healthily as long as I live. That's the most important thing. I don't care how long I live, although I plan on living to be about 140. But I do care that I'm healthy doing that. So we've talked about the simple things. Think active. Think happy. Be active. Eat real food. Have common sense healthy habits. And then you need to add a good multivitamin mineral. I think people should take something like Youth Formula, magnesium lotion. For most women, I would prefer they use natural progesterone.
Now, I would like for you to take a minute and explain to the list, because most people say, well, I take, Centrum or whatever, and I personally don't think those
That's
work.
Not very good. It's what I would call fair. Of course, we put together one I call Dr. Shealy's Essentials. It's what I've been taking for many years. It gives you, depending upon your weight and how much you take, up to 100 milligrams of B-complex and all the trace minerals that you need.
But it also gives you use a form that is highly absorbable, which matters.
Yes. That's right. And it comes in a capsule instead of a pill, which makes it even more apt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for men after the age of 50, all of them should take salt palmetto for the prostate as well as more CoQ10.
What about that pine pollen for...
For people who have allergies.
I mean, for testosterone, I was going to say.
I'm sorry?
Somebody told me that Scott's pine pollen was the best thing you could take to make testosterone.
Well, that one's a new one on me. I'll look it up because I've got an article coming out on testosterone very soon.
It was Buhner. I think his name's Stephen Buhner, B-U-H-N-E-R. That told me that. He wrote a book on testosterone, but he told me that. And it was real cheap. The only place I could find it, or he said you could find it, was at some place up north, and they harvested it once a year.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll have to look that one up. It's not mentioned in any of the literature that I've searched. There's a new book called Testosterone for Life,
mm-hmm.
and that's the basis upon which I'm writing my newsletter on testosterone. So, but I'll go back and look at it because I can still add that if I find it.
That brings up another issue. Men who have erectile problems, don't they usually have some heart problems as well? I mean, don't they go hand in hand? Isn't there something they can do?
Yes. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units a day, vitamin K2, 100 micrograms. Of course, they've got to, do no smoking. Now here, in that situation, either they've got to take quadruple the dose of Polyfusia or another excellent L-arginine product called Pro-Arginine Plus. There it comes as a powder and you take 1 to 3 scoops a day. But that helps clean out the arteries, helps open up the blood vessels, and that is a major, major help in erectile dysfunction.
Okay. What about vitamin E tocopherol?
Well, of course, I like about 400 milligrams, 400 units a day.
And why does somebody even need to take it?
Well, I think everybody should take it as an adult.
Because most people don't know.
Well, it's actually, they're cofactors, again, synergistic products. Vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta carotene are synergistic. Taking only one without the others, you don't get any of the benefits.
And say that again, which ones?
Vitamin C,
mm-hmm.
beta carotene, and vitamin E.
Okay. Now, is there a particular form of beta carotene that you want to take it in?
Yes, called natural. Yes, I much prefer the natural beta carotene, which we get from now products.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you a question, Norm. I interview a lot of people on here that are all serious about the science of consciousness and or alternative medicine.
Well, that's tough for them. they're ignorant, Eva. Ignorance is the denial of fact.
No, I'm saying I interview people on here who are serious about, Bill Tiller.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you... People who are opposed to it.
No, no, no.
You know, the fundies who have no fun.
No, that was, that's right. But one thing that I've been asking is, do you hear a high-pitched noise in your ears? And every single serious spiritual teacher who's had some kind of epiphany or dark night of the soul hears this noise. And Irvin Laszlo said to me, yes, Eva, B flat. Do you hear that noise, Norm?
I have had intermittent periods of it, yes. But, interestingly, using some of my rejuvenation techniques, I brought it totally away. Now, I've also been told that it's, your guides talking to you or trying to get your attention, etc.
I thought it was a good thing that we had this sound.
Well,
I thought, and I'd like your opinion on this, it's the same sound that's coming out of the black holes,
yeah.
And it's the frequency of silence. That frequency that the original intention was placed upon.
Right.
And I've noticed that when I get around other serious spiritual people, the sound gets louder. And then when the group breaks up, when two or more gather, when the group breaks up, the sound's quieter. Do you know anything about that sound?
Well, it must not be the same as the sound that I've had off and on for 21 years, but I really believe that is probably both an energetic overload and a nutritional deficiency.
And what was the last thing?
A nutritional deficiency.
Interesting. So, well, I guess, everybody that is having this shift, they do need more minerals and things, so that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
but it's interesting that it's the sound coming from the black holes as well.
Yeah, it's obviously impossible to know, and each of us is different in our sensitivities. our intuitive connections with everything. Just as there are some people who are phenomenally good at creating music or art or poetry, and some who are good at various other intuitive processes, I think all discoveries, scientific and otherwise, are the result of intuition. Just as people who can read other people's emotions and even physical aspects, these are individual idiosyncratic aspects of our of us.
Do you think, you know, from my own and Susan and I were talking about this tonight, and I'm talking about Susan Cole when I say that, and Celia, you know Celia Coates, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Council Grove?
Right.
She and I have this conversation. You know, a lot of the people who have profound spiritual shifts, people think before they have one that it's this all wonderful thing, and it is to some extent, but it also brings with it a lot of hard things. You know, deep depressions, dark night of the souls.
Well, you see,
you get outcast from your normal peers.
I certainly have heard that very frequently. And I've certainly had my own, what I would call, peak experiences and related aspects. And I think that those who go into a deep depression are people who have some kind of psychic instability. And I don't mean, I'm not talking about serious mental illness. I'm talking about, these are people who have great unfinished business, which means anger, guilt, anxiety, or depression over something that happened mostly earlier in this life, but sometimes in a previous life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be dealt with. Now, I could say, having gone through a number of things that some people consider traumatic. My greatest experience was 1995 when I was paralyzed by someone who jerked my neck and dislocated my spine. And I had one day of very severe depression. And I, at the end of that day, I said, you know, this is nonsense. I'm not going to get well doing this. That was it. Now, that's my personality.
Yeah.
And I knew from the time it happened that it was a karmic relationship with this person. And I eventually figured out what it was, and I feel as if I've dealt with it. I'm glad he didn't cut my head off instead of just causing paralysis, which was corrected, by the way, by an excellent neurosurgeon. There is a place for modern surgery. And so I think that it is always a question of coping with your unfinished business. Nothing is more important in the long run than that.
Oh, my.
Anything.
This hour's almost over, and I have one more question I want to ask you.
Okay.
We got 2 minutes, Norm.
Okay.
Do you think, well, let me rephrase it. I feel like people who are going through these profound energy shifts need additional or special supplements or minerals or something to, because their body's changing, their energy's changing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any recommendations to that?
Well,
you got 2 minutes.
Top of my list would be lithium orotate. It might be as much as 45 milligrams. I take 20 milligrams every day. It protects the brain from trauma.
Okay.
Obviously a good multivitamin mineral. Obviously CoQ10. These are the most important.
And I would think magnesium. Some people say that's the key of life.
Magnesium is for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Quickly give us your website again, Norm, because I can't believe the hour is gone, but it is.
Norm Shealy, NormSheely.com. And there they can get access to my newsletter, to my optimal recommendations, to the archives, and to our mail order business self-help system.
And I'm telling you, to my listening audience, those products are good. I use them myself, and they've saved my life. They're fabulous. Thank you so much, Norm. I appreciate you, and I love you. You're important
to
me.
Accept a long-distance telepathic hug.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Good night, dear.
Good night.